From KCFR, it's Colorado Matters. I'm Ryan Warner. It's CSAP time again in Colorado. That's the Colorado Student Assessment Program, the state-mandated tests that measure academic performance. It's a given that most students don't like the tests, but many parents have strong objections as well, and some of them keep their children home on testing days. According to the State Department of Education, about 1,500 children in the state didn't take the test last year. Some are students with learning disabilities. Others have parents who object to the test. Under current law, students who don't take the test get a negative score, and that score is averaged into the school's overall results. But a bill in the state legislature would change that. It would stop penalizing schools if students don't take the test. Coming up, we'll speak with a Republican lawmaker who opposes this bill. First, Angela Engel is a parent and a former teacher who is lobbying for it. Angela, welcome to Colorado Matters.
Thank you very much.
You have a daughter who's going to be entering the third grade next year, and that's a year in which students take the CSAP. Will you keep her from taking the test?
Yes. She will not participate in the Colorado State Assessment Program.
Why is that?
Well, as an educator and a parent, I really believe that this emphasis on testing does a real disservice to our children. And the idea that she would spend her academic career being prepared for a test and then upon graduation never take another CSAP test again, to me, it's a waste of time. But more importantly, it doesn't represent quality learning, quality thinking.
Will she still participate in test preparation in class?
I'm working with her teachers so that there are alternatives that are provided for her during the time when they're doing test preparation and skill development.
How does the rest of the school community react to this, other parents, administrators?
Well, different districts are handling it their own way. And so in Bennett, Colorado, right now there's so much pressure for parents to conform to the test. The school board ruled last year that if students don't take the test, that they don't get to advance in the next grade. And so I have a friend of mine who's got a child out there, and he's a straight-A student and has never been in detention or had any behavioral issues, never misses a day of school, and she doesn't want him to take the CSAP test, and yet if she exercises her parental authority, he will not get to advance to the sixth grade. So the consequences in some districts are very severe. I've heard from other parents who, when they tell the administration that their child's not going to take the test, they say, oh, well, they won't be considered for the gifted and talented program, or, you know, we use those scores for the advanced English placement courses, and so your child won't have an option at looking at those. So there's lots of different strategies. Some districts are refusing to let children participate in the extracurricular activities, like sports activities, if they don't take the test. So it differs by district.
But what you've explained about reactions in some parts of the state indicate, of course, that school districts have an investment in a child taking the test because it reflects on the larger school, not just the individual student. And that's what this bill would change. What does it propose?
House Bill 1289 essentially removes the penalty that is assessed to school districts when a parent withholds their child from participating in the test. And currently what happens is a negative 0.05 is assessed to a school district's summary scores. And that's the same score as if the child had taken the test and failed.
So it's not a zero. It's a negative score that's applied if a child doesn't take the test?
Correct.
How do they explain that, or have you heard?
Well, I mean, the intention behind that is that if you have a penalty to schools, then they will encourage parents to conform. And so if you create a disincentive for schools when parents opt out, then they won't be excluding children that are perhaps learning disabled or children that are ESL learners or children that we know don't do as well on those tests because those tests aren't directed at those children. So they wanted to remove any incentive for schools to not include those children in the testing. And currently there have been 15 schools that received lower ratings because parents opted their children out of the test.
Do you think that a bill like this would incentivize parents to take their kids out, that more of that would happen if there weren't a penalty?
Well, currently Wyoming and Arizona do not have any penalty for parents who don't want to participate, and their participation rates are very high. So I actually think that this bill will have a more positive effect, perhaps, on parents participating because there's so much pressure, and the more pressure districts and the state put on parents and students, the more parents feel like our children are there to serve the state. And from our perspective, The schools are there to serve the our children.
Do you disagree, though, that there needs to be some kind of measurement?
Certainly. I think that there are ways that we can do that. I want to just tell you briefly how I was held accountable as an educator before No Child Left Behind and before Senate Bill 186 and the Colorado State Assessment Program came in. I was accountable at first to the state who accredited our school. And then I was accountable to the school board, which was elected by our community. And I'm from Littleton, and a few years ago in 1994, when some parents didn't like the direction that the schools were taking, they thought they were too progressive, they came in and ran for school board, and they overtook the board. So if you want to talk accountability, I mean, that is real accountability. And that is ensuring that our schools reflect the kind of values that our communities have for our children.
Angela, thanks very much for sharing your views with us. We appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me on.
Angela Engel has problems with the Colorado Student Assessment Program, or CSAP, and she's lobbying for a bill in the state legislature that would stop penalizing schools when children don't take the test. Let's turn now to State Representative Matt Needler, a Lakewood Republican who opposes this legislation. Representative, welcome to Colorado Matters.
Thank you for having me.
What do you think is wrong with removing the penalty on schools when students don't take the CSAP?
The problem is that if you were to remove the penalty, then it is literally as if that student never existed in the system when you're measuring the school. It's not a perfect system now. I'm not going to argue that it is. But when a student does not take the CSAP and the school is without penalty, it is as if they never took it in the first place, as if they don't even go to the school. And so if you take that to the next logical step and assume that many, if not most, of the students that would opt out of the CSAP are students who may not do very well, then what it would do would be to skew the school's scores in a more positive direction than it would reflect the actual teaching level at the school. And this is based on a task force I was on last summer and some of the data we were looking at. Most of the students that opt out are typically students that have extreme frustration when they are taking the test. They find it difficult to concentrate, etc. You know, the fear is that they would be perhaps pressured to opt out, either directly or indirectly, by the school system in some way if there were no penalty on the school for them not to take it.
That sounds so smarmy. I mean, you think that schools would do that, that the incentive...
I don't. You know, I don't think anybody would intentionally do it, but there is no question that the students are already highly educated on what the CSAP means to the schools. I think every student that takes the CSAP understands that it's an accountability measure for the school they attend. And so if they care about their school, but they're concerned that they won't do well on the test, even without any pressure, they may decide to opt out of it so that the school would do better. Now, in the worst-case scenario, imagine, and I don't think it's that difficult to imagine, a teacher explaining what happens when someone who doesn't do well on the CSAP, you know, how does that impact the school? And then the students can draw from that their own reference that, gosh, if I took the test, then my school wouldn't do as well, so if I don't take the test, that would be better.
But doesn't penalizing the school, in other words, imposing that negative score when students don't show, doesn't that give an even less accurate picture of how a school's performing?
Well, again, you know, it does not give a, I don't know that it gives a less accurate picture. It just at least gives evidence that there was a student there that didn't take the test. And I know a lot of folks think the CSAPs are part, they're a federal mandate for school accountability, and a lot of people, including me, don't like federal mandates. You hear some of the teachers' groups talking about how they don't like the CSAP tests for various reasons. But what I've found in general is that the average neighbor of mine in my district would like to hear how their schools are performing, how they're doing, and the only way we can do that is to measure them through a CSAP test.
Representative, we've heard about schools where students don't advance to the next grade if they don't take the test. Do you believe that students and parents fundamentally at least have the right to opt out of the test without repercussions?
I believe students and parents have the right to opt out. I think the difficulty is still, though, it is important to keep those students in some way in the measurement system. Several years ago, the state of Colorado passed a new measurement method for CSEP tests called longitudinal measurements. And what that is a measurement that allows you to know how one individual student is doing from year to year. And I think that's a better measurement for the school system, too, because if it shows that a school is getting children in at a young age that are not doing well on the test, but by the time they're several grade levels further along, it shows that there has been dramatic improvement, then I think that's a testimony to how well the school is doing. And yet, if we give them more ability to opt out, we won't be able to measure that.
Representative, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you very much.
That's Republican State Representative Matt Needler of Lakewood. He voted against a bill which would remove the penalty for students who don't show up for the CSAP. Earlier, we heard from a parent who's lobbying for it, Angela Engel. This is Colorado Matters on KCFR.